enhancing the fan experience. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The announcer on the radio called it breaking news with a chuckle when he read that the new president of a major university was going to propose that a fireworks display take place at selected home football games this fall to, quote, enhance the fan experience. I immediately had two thoughts. Barnum was right. And that the new prez, unfortunately, gets it. The prez gets it because he admitted with a single action, on his first day on the job, no less, according to the report, that major college athletics are about entertainment. The four horsemen have arrived, folks. There's no need for me to use that blended word, edutainment, anymore. So what does that mean for high school sports, where some believe it's necessary for our games to emulate the entertainers? Hopefully, not much. You see, we already enhance the fan experience through our games in a way other levels of sports can never match. High school sports build strong kids, tomorrow's leaders, and strong communities. People don't come to our games to be entertained, although that happens. They come to be enriched. They come because they want to see their friends and neighbors, and their kids. They want to find out what's happening at the school, and how it affects their kids and the community. They come because schools can do a great job at being inclusive of more students. I think back to a night at Rockford I talked about on this show a couple of years ago, where you not only had your standard participants, the players, the cheerleaders, and the marching band, but you had hundreds of other kids involved on the field being recognized for their achievements in the school system. Face it, when was the last time a college marched members of the student body around the track before a football game for their participation in a reading program over the summer, organized by the wife of the head football coach? And when you do that, the kids are happy, the parents are happy because their lives have been enriched. Their experience has been enhanced. They feel good about being at the game, and they feel good about their school and their community. I recently talked with an athletic administrator who was challenged with major cuts to the sports budget. A lot of ideas were given the thumbs down by his school board until he reminded them of the benefits of participation a number of them had received in high school. The board's tune changed, and the budget cuts ended up being less painful than originally anticipated. When we find these ways to put the spotlight during a school athletic event on as many students as possible, the rewards can't be fully measured right away. But because of those experiences, because of that enrichment, that enhanced fan experience, the parents become more supportive of the school athletic program, even if they don't have kids playing sports, and the students become future fans and future decision makers. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.